thank you for calling customer service. My name is Tiffany. I work over in the fraud department. May I have your first and last name, please?
Jezebel Flores.
Okay, and your zip code, please?
89822.
Okay, and verify the shipping address for me, please.
111 Cedar Street, Carlin, Nevada.
Thank you. And looking at this account, it shows the 19th of May, a Focus watch, which is a smart watch, was ordered at the shipping cost of $597. And then it shows a warranty along with some earbuds, which is for $1994. Do you recall ordering those two products?
No, I didn't order them, and I never received anything in the mail.
Okay, so whenever the USPS Postal Service delivers those products, they do put the date and time that they was delivered. So let's see. So according to the USPS Postal Service, they have them being as delivered May the 24th at 8:40 a.m. It comes in your mailbox. So I'm not for sure who could have received them, but that's what the tracking is stating. So whoever ordered the products, they were only free for 14 days. After 14 days, it is a one-time payment for each one, which is $69.97 and $64.97. Now, what we do over in the fraud department, take the IP address, turn it over to your local authorities so that they're able to let us know the time and the location that the time that the order was placed. Once that investigation is over with, the company does go ahead and prosecute whomever opened up this account in your name. And we do also get the USPS Postal Service involved, since they're the ones that stating that they delivered those products on that date. Have you checked to make sure no one in your household, family members, or friends could have opened up this account in your name?
No, I didn't, because I just got the charges now.
Okay, do you want to check to make sure no one received that smartwatch or earbuds?
Okay, is there any way, so I'm not home right now. Is there a number I can call back?
You can call back and just have, because we don't have a direct phone number, you can call back and just have them to transfer you back over.
All right. All right, I'll do that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. And I got it noted that you're going to call back once you check with your household, okay?
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer service. Enjoy your day.
You too. Bye.
All right, you're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.